Welcome to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. I'm not trying to be a Karen or anything, but my neighbor has one very scary Halloween decoration of a ghostly figure with red eyes at their window.
Okay.
My kids are legit terrified to leave our house for bike rides, walks, and waiting for the bus to go to school. Like, I may have to get them counseling kind of trauma.
Okay.
I wrote up a card explaining who I am, where I live, the fear it's causing in my kids. They're 8 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
I asked in the card if they would consider removing the decoration this year. I haven't given it to them yet. They just moved in a few weeks ago. We haven't seen them outside at all. Would it be out of line to place the card on their doorstep? I understand this may not be considered, but I also want to know if it would be rude to ask this.
Mm.
Thank you, Dana.
Well, I wouldn't just anonymously put it on their porch.
That is not a great way to get a welcome to the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, because then they're going to read tone, and they're going to definitely take it worse than what you probably want it
to. And not knowing who it's coming from, they're going to think automatically everybody on the street hates them.
Yeah.
And that's not a great way to welcome them in. And yes, early in the Facebook comments, one comment, you went full Karen facepalm.
Yeah. Brittany says, in quotes, I'm not trying to be a Karen, but brings in full-on Karen behavior.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Listen, I understand. I understand where you're coming from. You don't want to see your kids frightened to even leave the house. But Tony has a really good idea. If anything, I'd go introduce myself and laugh about the decoration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and ask if your kids can come closer to see that it's a toy, it's fake and not real, so that they don't have to be scared anymore.
Listen,
asking someone you just met who will likely be your neighbor for a long time to not display something they paid for and obviously huge risk of starting things off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
And that's not going to win you any points.
No, and a lot of people did suggest, yes, ask if you can take your kids over to see it up close and to realize that this is fake.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a toy. It's a prop.
And like, okay, in reality, how often are your kids going to be going by this house?
At night, too.
Right.
Because I feel like it's scarier at night, is it not?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. My daughters hate mascots. Absolutely hate them. Zoe's fine with them. Isabel and Sophia hate mascots.
They're traumatized from the very beginning.
I don't know why. There was nothing that we did or didn't do. You know, like in when we were, you
those
know,
can be scary
them.
For lots of kids.
But like
I've
Buddy the Bat,
kids. Yeah,
like Buddy the Bat. Don't like any of the mascots. Anyways.
2 years in a row, my daughter was crying her eyes out, sitting on Santa's lap.
Yeah, again,
she was traumatized by Santa.
Strange man.
Yep.
Yep.
She wanted no part of it.
No
I got
part.
Two amazing years of pictures of her. Like,
I'm sure. I'm sure.
Ugly
so there
cry
you,
on his
there
lap.
You go. That's what you need to do. You need to take some photos of them as they're walking by to really capture. Dana, you're not parenting right.
Need to be like making fun of your kids.
Yes. Use these as opportunities to take some photos that you can show them later and be like, oh my gosh, look at how crazy you were about this.
I can't believe you're that scared. Look at you. You're so silly.
All right, 502-795-1997. We'd love to hear your take on it. Maybe you've got a story about something similar. Let us know. Group therapy. Our listener, Dana, is not getting a whole lot of support. It's 99.7 DJX. Her kids are, quote, traumatized by some Halloween decorations her new neighbor put up and is wondering if she should leave a note for them to take them down.
Yes. We're having a lot of, we'll call it tough love. We'll say it's tough love. Like Kimberly's saying, she's going to be the parent calling little Jimmy out of work when he's 42 because it's Halloween time and he had to drive by Spirit Halloween on the way to work and it scares him.
Penelope says, personally, I would encourage my kids just to close their eyes until we pass the decoration. After a while, they'll either get tired of closing their eyes or just get used to the decoration or keep closing their eyes. Find a distraction on their own, etc. Good luck.
Yes. Drew, I don't think is helping. Not only am I not taking down the decoration, I'm buying one for every window in the house. Welcome to hell, kids. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you know, look, I think you can show your kids that, hey, these are fake. They're not real. I mean, Mike's like, hey, it's Halloween month. You got to deal with this.
Yeah.
Outside of your property, you have zero control, so your request isn't wanted.
Sure.
I wouldn't recommend giving them that card unless you want to buy five more of the same decoration. That's what I'd do.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, and a lot of people, including Angela, says teach your kids coping skills.
Yeah, coping skills. Yeah, it's, absolutely.
Yes, it's your job to tell them that it is not real. Now, I do like this. A lot of people suggested you go introduce yourself, maybe bring some cookies, welcome them to the neighborhood, ask if your kids can see the decoration and see that it is fake. And
your decorations are really good. My kids are just terrified. Here, come here, little Jimmy. Come here, little Susie. Let's go.
Here's a cookie. Yeah, maybe that's the way. We introduce ourselves first. Be a good neighbor. Welcome them to the neighborhood.
Yep, Jess, sounds like it's a good teaching tool for
it
your
is.
Kids.
This is a teachable moment.
And again, have your phone ready with the camera app open.
Yeah.
For when you're teaching them, you can push them towards it. And say, look, it's fake. Here, push.
Like when you pushed your daughters to go take pictures with mascots they were terrified of?
Yeah. We realized they hate mascots.
And when I placed my screaming daughter a toddler onto Santa's lap, she would have nothing to do with it. And I got some magical pictures.
See, you're going to get some great pictures.
Push through the trauma.
I mean, look, Halloween's all about getting scared. And scared is part of the fun of Halloween.
Right.
So you can.
They're not having fun right now with being scared.
Well, again, get them on board.
Confront their fears.
Yes.
With some cookies. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Put cookies over by the decorations and say, hey, if you want them.
You better go get a cookie.
Got to go get them.
And then that's how they stopped liking cookies.
See, there you go. The win-win. Win-win.
Okay. Thanks for all the gentle suggestions.
She says as it's a section. Tough love. Yeah, right?
That's one thing you have to know about our peanut gallery. When you come to us with an issue, you may see some brutal mixed in with the honesty.
But see, I think that's good, though, because you're definitely not, you're necessarily not seeing the other side of it, obviously, and that's why you're coming to us.
Well, Taylor says these suggestions are all good ideas until she meets the neighbors, and they're like the family in the movie The Burbs.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so I think we're good, right?
So we're meeting the neighbors. We're bringing cookies to the neighbors. We're introducing ourselves.
Just tell your kids
to
suck it up.
Amazing decoration up close, and
that's
then letting the kids see that it's fake, and then they don't have to be scared anymore.
Let's see that amazing decoration up close, and then trip your kids on the way to go see it, and then they fall down, and then
capture their trauma on camera.
Toss some of the decorations on top of them.
Oh, wow.
Then next, you just take them to Hillcrest.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, they haven't been to Hillcrest yet.
No, they haven't been to Hillcrest.
All right. So, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. Hopefully that helps. Dana, that's group therapy.
You have fun.